This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us now to get into the charts for the week of September 21st to the 25th here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, excited to have Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I know he gets excited every week when we get together to discuss the stories and the people and other things that are related to what's going on in the news talk radio business. Michael, are you on the edge of your chair?
I am, and when I hear that music, boom, 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 my heart starts beating, and my skin starts sweating, and my pulse starts pulsating. And it's the second most exciting opening theme of the week for me.
What's this first?
The following is a presentation of the National Football League.
Boom, boom. Really? What about the new song that they're singing this year?
Everybody's waiting for Sunday night, you know.
Oh, my God. I thought there was a new
Carrie
thing.
Underwood.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I love the pomp and fanfare of introductions. Sometimes I'll watch certain things just to see the introductions. Even World Wrestling, you know, entertainment when they come down.
Yeah.
I love, you know, the introductions of things. Like, I really actually enjoy watching how the NFL forces all the different networks to open up. The following is a presentation of the National Football League. It's like, oh my God, what is about to unfold? Or like we do with the countdown, you know?
It's just, give it's a couple more
show business.
Yeah, the ABC Wide World of Sports. Remember
absolutely
how that opened up? That was
the thrill of victory, yes. The agony of defeat. I mean, a whole generation remembers that. And the poor guy on the skis. That we're totally, he was the agony of defeat.
He was, but,
Yeah, that's an aspect of show business that I kind of like it. Yeah, here's another one. That is the, what is that? Quick.
I don't know what that is, but I know
the opening of a 20th Century Fox film with the spotlights.
Oh, yes. Okay. You know? Yeah. All right. Yeah. I was thinking of TV. Da 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 da.
Ladies and gentlemen,
live from Hollywood, it's the Tonight Show, starring
starring Johnny Carson.
Here's
Johnny.
I'm in McMahon. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
All of that stuff is great. It's just great. Okay, shall we do the stories? Shall we go back to the doldrums and boredom of the task at hand, or shall we continue to, to?
Instead of the stories this week, though, we're doing a top 10 music countdown of the big songs from AC radio stations.
I'm all sweaty from this, I have to tell you. We have it at number 10, psychology and relationships. Suicide is now the 10th leading cause of death in America.
Unbelievable.
At number 9, climate change and natural disasters. At number 8, the education crisis. COVID-19 is breaking out on campuses and colleges, and it stinks. The economy is at number 7. That stinks. U.S. foreign affairs at number 6, primarily China, Russia, North Korea. Iran, we got problems with all of them. At number 5, health care, vaccines, and masks. We're close to a vaccine, but perhaps not close enough to impact the election. At number 4, COVID-19 stats and projections. Well, we're over 200,000 deaths, and we have 7 million people in America have the disease. At number 3, race relations, police reform, and the Breonna Taylor protests. It's like, can't we just get past this? What is wrong with the police? Why do they keep shooting themselves in the foot?
You saw the latest from Lexington. The lady who's the runs the police department there said in an internal memo, she tells the police not to worry about the impact of this because sooner or later all these BLM people will be washing our cars.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Number 2, presidential race and the mail-in vote debate, the big topic of the many topics. I mean, we don't talk about policy. We talk about stuff. And the stuff in the conversation, the national conversation this week, is the president basically creating doubt that he would leave peaceably if, in fact, he lost, because if he loses, the election was obviously fraudulent. If he wins, it was fraudulent, but he won in spite of it. In other words, the fraudulence will be against him.
Yeah.
And at number one, we have that story, that unexpected story that turns the world on its ear and changes everything. We have the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg and the debate over whether or not the Republicans are playing fair and appropriate in terms of pushing through a nominee and an appointee and a confirmation, which they have the votes to do, prior to the will of the people being expressed in the election. Those are the stories. It's a rugged week. You want the people?
I just want to, before we get there, I think that although the RBG thing and the Supreme Court deserve more time, the idea of an all-powerful Supreme Court, that's kind of what we're setting them up as. The court where justices have lifetime tenure, ultimate authority, resolving our toughest questions. This has now gotten into the same old can of fish as everything else. It's all politics. So is there really a powerful Supreme Court, or is it just more of the same hackery, the same... This woman that's being talked about, I don't see that she's an exciting jurist. I think the woman from Florida, I can't remember her name, the Hispanic lady, is much more interesting and has a much more interesting career than this woman who seems to be on the top of the list. And the only box that gets checked, there are two boxes. She is a woman, and she's you know, a right-wing member of some religious nutcake outfit. You know, why do we even consider these people? Why are they even being considered? Why isn't it the person who is best, whether it's a man or a woman, black or white, the person who is best at this sort of thing in our country should be the next person on the Supreme Court, not somebody that nobody knows anything about or belongs to some fringe. We don't need, that's not what the Supreme Court's supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about legitimacy. And how can someone who belongs to some organization, private life, this whole thing is stinks.
Well, don't you have confidence in the President of the United States? I mean, he has a tremendous track record of hiring the right people.
Good for you, Michael. Thank you. Would you like to go through the people list?
Yeah. Here's a rogues gallery. Not really, but here are the people.
It's kind of a rogues gallery.
In some cases. Some of the people here are heroes to many. We have at number 10, Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin.
And his counterpart in China, both heroes to a great American.
Xi Jinping. Yeah. The leader of the unfree world. You know, we call the leader of the free world, whatever the hell that means.
Right. Exactly.
The free world.
He's the leader of the unfree world. Good.
At number 9, Harry and Meghan, little gossip. At number 8,
Trump
Harry
says he
and
doesn't
Meghan,
like her.
No, Trump doesn't like her. He thinks that Harry is henpecked.
Right, of course.
I know. If I had the opportunity to be in the royal family, what a great job. I mean, these people, you know, I would love to be the husband of the queen.
Prince Michael.
And have to live in her shadow. Man, would I, all these guys, you know, these guys, Prince Philip, you know, he's complained, if you watch The Crown, he's in the shadow of her, I didn't fulfill my dreams of being
get a divorce and go ride your own horse into the sunset.
Why don't you use the position, you jerk, to do good for humanity? Do you realize what I could do with a platform? I'd marry her.
Even now you'd marry.
I mean, come on. What do you say? Well, he's now 100 years old or whatever. That's okay. These people, they have such an opportunity to, if they don't use that platform properly, Queen Elizabeth
II. They got worked up about Diana, who did exactly what you are suggesting, took her notoriety, used it for good, and they didn't like her. The Queen is somebody who does. I think this Queen has done a great job in being philanthropic and focused and stuff. But the rest of the family, maybe Charles a little bit. That damn Andrew, my God, what a loser.
Disaster. What a disaster. But the whole institution of the monarchy is caught up in the quirkiness of the British psychology, and I understand it. I get it. We have our own stuff here in the United States. So, I mean, it's the human mind and emotions are just particularly weird.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, stories and people and ancillary conversations. Here's something that's not ancillary. It's a focus on you starting fresh. We started fall this past week, and Calitrin has a huge fall into health sale on right now at toploss.com, which will help you if you are ready to make a real change in your life. Calitrin is here to help you every step of the way. They have personal consultants that will help you on your weight loss quest. This is really something special. Don't find this with any other company. It's a safe weight loss program, no drugs, no stimulants, and there is a payment plan. If you buy enough, I actually stay on the program because I just think it's good for you. But you can buy as many of these, whether it's bottled or the jars of the capsules. There's a no-interest payment plan to help you out. All of the product, every single aspect of it, is made and guided in the USA in a COVID-free facility. This is all the patents and the ingredients in this thing approved by the FDA. It's just everything about it is super. So let's get you to toploss.com so you can enjoy the benefits of losing weight the safe way. All right, you ready? And they're actually asking you now to take a selfie of where you are at the beginning and what happens after you've been on the road of recovery here for 3 or 4 months. You lose the weight, keep it off with Calitrin. Success before and after. Please go to toploss.com. Check out using the code DJV. That's DJV. So that you'll get the best deal, no shipping, all that good stuff. It's a fabulous way. I'm proud to be a spokesperson for them. This product is made in America. 20 after the hour.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams.
The heart keeps us alive, so having heart disease can be a very important factor in how long we live.
Heart disease is a big term referring to any disease of the heart, says cardiologist Dr. Sharon Hayes.
The most common cause is coronary artery disease.
And that refers to a buildup of plaque in the arteries. Over time, it can lead to narrowing of the arteries and risk of a heart attack.
Heart attack is when a part of the heart muscle dies because it is deprived of blood flow or oxygen.
Most coronary artery disease is preventable, says Dr. Hayes.
If you're smoking, stop. If you're a couch potato, get up and start taking 10 or 20 minute walks every day.
And eat a healthful diet. All ways to help reduce your risk of heart disease. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
School goes on.
And Staples has everything your student needs to learn from anywhere.
Notebooks to sanitizer, laptops to project boards.
And all at amazing prices. This week, 10 packs of Crayola fine tip markers and Staples exclusives. Crayola 12-pack markers and 12-pack colored pencils with sharpener are just 97 cents each.
Shop in store, pick up curbside, or order online.
School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 10-10 while supplies last. Limit 30 in store. Limits vary online. Curbside available in most stores.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Excuse me. We're talking about what's going on, the stories for the week of September 21st to the 25th, according to research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. One of the things, excuse me, that is...
Here, take a pill.
What? Well, the allergy season, we're back into this. Do you, well, you're in Florida. I was going to say, if you were back here in Massachusetts, I have not seen a color change on a leaf yet, which is pretty unusual.
Oh, it takes a while. It takes
usually
about until October. Actually, no, I find being a big fan of the autumnal colors that every year it seems to be later and later.
Really?
That's my observation. That's an anecdotal observation. It's not based on any science or research.
One of the things that happens every year and has for the past 35 years, the first weekend of fall, is the Farm Aid Concert. This year they're making the attempt to do the same sort of thing. They've got actually quite a roster. I've been to a couple of these, Michael, and they really, because you know my interest in the farm, but I think more and more people are getting savvy. The COVID thing has made us savvy about where our food comes from, quality food, that sort of thing, and that's going to be one of the things that they focus on Farm Aid. It's going to be on the YouTube, the Farm Aid YouTube channel, and Access TV, and fans.com. Mm. Quite a lineup. Willie Nelson, Neil Young, John Mellencamp, Dave Matthews.
Wow. Willie Nelson, Neil Young, they're still involved in that, huh?
Yeah. Great. Right, yeah. Yep, yeah.
They've both been champions of Farm Aid for decades.
35 years.
So yeah. So are you still, as an expert on agriculture, which you are, do you still feel that we're going to have a tough winter when it comes to our food chain?
Yes, especially when I'm finding out more now because feed for cattle, at least in the Northeast, is getting very expensive because there isn't any because the drought has taken its course and its toll. So people in the Northeast are going to pay a lot of money for what there is for seasonal produce this winter. And one of the reasons not only is the drought, but because people have realized, they've woken up to the fact that there are farms that are producing food locally. I've seen among my friends that are produce guys the best year they've had for decades because people have just come, they've just come in droves to the farms. Because they, for whatever the reason, mostly because they couldn't find any food in March, and they started asking them, where's the food? And the answer is, it's on the farm, go find it. And that's what they've done. So both dairy and, although dairy is still in a very precarious, all of these guys are still in a very precarious position. And, you know, you look at the result, the number four story this week is about COVID, the stats, the projections, right. The more money that's been asked for by the agricultural industry, and what has come out this week. We suspected it before, but just as a matter of conversation, and I'll bet this come up at Farm Aid, the another $14 billion going into the farmers' coffers, but the farmers aren't getting the money. The expose this week in three or four different newspapers, and I think on the Hill as well, was an overview of where the money has gone. And it's all legal, by the way. There's a lawyer in Missouri who specializes in getting money for families that own shares of these big co-ops. They all live on Park Avenue. One family, mother and father and four children, each got $250,000 apiece because they own a part of an ag co-op. And it's the lawyer has found a loophole, and so he applies some of the money on their behalf, and they get it. And that's what happened to billions of dollars. The farmer's not getting it. The farmers, the family farmers are not getting this money. That's going to people like that.
That's happening all across the board in terms of big business. A lot of the small businesses are not getting the relief that they need.
No. So what are we doing about it? And that is what you look at. When you look at who's running for president and what, I mean, at least you know what the guy who's in there has been doing. And he's now, they're talking about, oh, we're going to give more money to our farmers. Well, wait till you see where it really goes. 28 past the hour.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. While it's unknown how COVID-19 will impact flu season, the CDC recommends that most people 6 months and older get a flu vaccination. Here's Dr. Wendy Wright, family nurse practitioner, with more.
Flu cases often increase in the fall. You want the protection of the vaccine before flu season hits. Several flu symptoms like fever, cough, difficulty breathing, and headache are also COVID symptoms. If you experience symptoms, contact your healthcare provider for guidance.
There are simple ways to protect yourself and your family.
Get a flu shot, wear a mask, and avoid close contact with sick people. Get enough sleep, hydrate, and avoid touching your eyes, nose, or mouth. Stock up on essentials like Advil, hand sanitizer, disinfectant wipes, cold and cough medicine, and a decongestant.
When used as directed, Advil is safe and effective to reduce fever and relieve minor aches and pain associated with the common cold or flu. Learn more at Advil.com.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth-building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry. This offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to GrowWealthSafely.com. That's GrowWealthSafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. GrowWealthSafely.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says a report that he only paid a few hundred dollars in income taxes in recent years is fake news.
The New York Times has been doing fake story after fake story. I've never seen anything like it.
The New York Times reporting that Trump paid $750 in federal income taxes in 2016 and again in 2017 and paid no income taxes in 10 of the previous 15 years.
That's why the media has such a low approval rating now because of what they've done.
Trump says the world will see the truth once an audit of his returns is over, though he can't say when that will be. The first presidential debate is tomorrow night. President Trump and the Democratic nominee Joe Biden will face off in Cleveland for a 90-minute debate to be moderated by Chris Wallace, the host of Fox News Sunday. And this is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
In Louisville, Kentucky, the 123rd consecutive day of protests following the police shooting death of Breonna Taylor back in March, well, it was calm from beginning to end for a change. Speakers on Sunday condemning last week's grand jury decision not to indict any of the Louisville Metro Police officers involved in the raid that ended with Taylor being fatally shot as they were seeking her boyfriend on drug charges. One officer was indicted for firing into a neighboring apartment, but not directly for the death of the 26-year-old EMT. The Kentucky Alliance Against Racist and Political Repression calling Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron to publicly release all the information presented to the grand jury. California facing more severe wildfire dangers, a red flag warning going into effect for much of Northern California and parts of Southern California over the weekend, a heat wave, low humidity and gusty winds increasing the risk of fires that could spread quickly. Wildfires have burned over 3.7 million acres in this record-setting fire season in California. And the 2020 NBA Finals matchup is set. The LA Lakers and the Miami Heat will square off for the Larry O'Brien Trophy beginning on Wednesday at the NBA bubble in Orlando. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Here we are back in the second half of this week's overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio with some ancillary conversation from yours truly, Doug Steffen, and His Eminence Michael Harrison, who's the fellow in charge of things at Talkers Magazine, the editor and publisher. Every week he does, he's steeped in all this information, talking to people who are running these stations and talking to hosts, getting the news. You can find it all at Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. I see this week the Michael Harrison interview features the lady who is co-host of my DJV program and also the Morning Answer host in the morning in Los Angeles, and another lady from Las Vegas named Heidi Harris, who have one thing in common, and that's the reason, or at least became the main reason for your interview, right?
They actually have a lot of things in common. They're both women. They're both morning hosts. They're both conservative. They're both very opinionated. And they both contracted COVID-19 this past summer. And thank goodness survived it. But, you know, it even when you survive it, it's not easy. And it was very interesting talking to each of them about their experiences with that. So it was a doubleheader. And I'm very pleased that we were able to present that.
Did you go into the details of the masks and whether they would get a vaccine? Did you? How in depth did you go with them?
I asked them whether or not having this has altered their point of view when talking about many of the controversial and even political aspects of the conversation, and both of them very carefully stuck to their guns and only wear masks to show respect for the store owners that they go to, and basically hinted that they don't believe the masks necessarily are an effective remedy against the...
And that's the right-wing mantra, isn't it? I mean, really and truly, that's the right-wing mantra.
There's no doubt.
So that has become political. Why it is, Jennifer is somebody that I've been around since she was a teenager. Love her.
Great woman.
She's very close to me. But I still sometimes think, as someone who grew up as a Republican, looking at this stuff now, you got to drink the Kool-Aid in order to be considered credible. And I don't like that about it. I just think, you know, there's just everybody has to be in lockstep with what, who, I mean, where did they come from? Where did some of these ideas come from? Who starts this stuff and makes it a left-wing or right-wing idea?
The influence of Donald Trump over the Republican mentality and his control over the GOP is profound. Mm-hmm. So as far as...
And yet the guy wasn't even a real Republican until he ran for president.
Well, if you recall, the GOP were not happy with him.
No, not at all.
He ran for president by basically disavowing his entire party.
Yeah.
He ran against the Bush legacy and dynasty.
Yeah.
He viciously insulted people on the stage at the debates that went on now to be his toadies. I mean, I could never, ever, ever have any confidence in the backbone of Ted Cruz for sucking up to Trump the way he does. It has nothing to do with even the issues, in my opinion. It's like, what? After the guy said your father was involved in the assassination of JFK, he made fun of your wife's appearance, and you came out in the course of the campaign and said he's a narcissist and a sociopath, and now you support him unflinchingly?
Do it or die.
That's a total load of crap. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So that brings me around to the first debate, which is this week. A lot of discussion about that in the presidential race section. It's number two this week on the countdown list. How do you think the two of them will treat each other? Chris Wallace is the moderator of this first debate. So how do you think, does Trump dare go after Biden? I think in my own mind, even though I'm not voting for the guy anyway, I'm not going to vote for either one of them.
Well, I don't have confidence in either of them to get through this debate without shooting themselves in the foot.
Yeah.
So I do not have the confidence in either to make a prediction that I feel confident has a chance of actually happening. Mm. It's going to be very interesting to see.
What do you think the voters' number one concern is? People in America, right now, from listening to talk radio programs around the country, across the board, what do you glean from the discussions as to Americans' top concern?
In terms of their voting, their top concern is the ego that they've invested in supporting either Trump or the Democrats, that it's become completely irrational. Beyond that, I think it has to do, obviously, with the economy. I think that that's the driving factor. Whether it should be or not is neither here nor there, because a lot of the other factors really feed into how the economy goes. A lot of people don't follow that train of thought, though, to its logical conclusion. So I think we need to have a lot more civics taught in school. We talked about that.
Wow.
That's why these elections are all based on bumper sticker slogans and emotion and anger. But I think that too many people have their egos tied up in this. They've argued with their crazy uncle at Thanksgiving one way or the other. They've put themselves out there. They identify with the politics of it in terms of their personal identity. They no longer seek truth. They only seek victory. And I'm afraid that personal emotion has taken over where there should be logical, objective, discerning decision-making going on, and that's not happening.
If, in my thinking this through and listening to the conversation, I think there are two issues. If the economy is considered the most important issue, then Trump wins. If health, the voters' top concern is health care or the health issues around the pandemic, Biden wins.
Yeah, but you see, what I said before is that they ultimately tie it together. That it all the economy is based on all of that. The economy is based. The economy is based on the health issue. The COVID-19 is the greatest influence over the economy that is happening right now.
For the
not our trade agreements, you know.
No, but for the mention that you just said about civics. People don't. We are in a very dangerous place right now in our country.
Tell me about
because
it.
People don't have a clue as to how things work, and they're so polarized because the news media has done a total disservice to all of us. I mean, we counted on the Walter Cronkites of the world, the Huntley-Brinkley report. The people would bring us the facts. I noticed that WGN. You see that started a 24-hour news. Network, that's all, there's no opinion, there's nobody coming in to say, what does this mean? They just are reporting the facts. I think it's very refreshing because you can't find that, you won't find that anywhere, even in the major network. You know where George Stephanopoulos stands, you know he's going to vote for Biden, you know he is. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, I mean, so under the circumstances, how is that getting across what the news is? Well, we can do it, we can have our opinions and still do a good job. Bunk 'em.
Well, the question now is will a objective approach to the news, as WGN is trying, will that seem quaint by today's standards when everything is sensationalized? You know, one of the problems is the research indicates that that's the way you get a big audience, is to do this. There's questions as to whether there's an audience anymore for objective journalism.
Well, I'm watching it.
Okay. Well, no, I'm not saying there isn't. Well,
no,
plus
it's
fractionalized. You know,
yeah.
I think that the intelligent, meaning people that are intelligent, the intelligent is one of the most underrated segments of the American population. The media plays to stupidity, and everything's fractionalized anyway. Maybe intelligent people make up a large, small slice of the pie. And maybe by putting out intelligent stuff, whether it's in the news or just entertainment, you might get enough of a share based on how fractionalized the pie is to be able to compete. I think that the intelligent segment of this population is underserved.
Underserved? Not served at all.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. But underserved is what I say.
Right.
No, they're,
okay.
they're not
so
served by the major. They're not. Well, you don't have to defer at all. It's your opinion. It's my opinion. Neither of us are empirically right. That's what it's all about. That's why I don't like to argue with people on the radio. I'm interested. That's your view. Here's my view. I'm not trying to change your mind. I'm just letting you know what I think or what I hear other people think.
Mm-hmm.
Why does everything have to be a debate? And somebody has to win and somebody has to lose.
Because that's what we've educated people to think is supposed to happen. And when you look at the Supreme Court and the discussion of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, never mind her life, but what she brought to the table, there's no discussion about her and her friendship with Scalia. It's all about women's rights, their reproductive right, and this woman who nobody knows and has a very blasé record, Amy Barrett. She's not a distinguished jurist. At all. She checks off a couple of boxes, and that's it. And so you're going to put all of your eggs in that basket with somebody who, you look back on that, and that's what sort of people said about Clarence Thomas. He wasn't a distinguished judge. Is he a distinguished jurist on the Supreme Court? I don't think so. He's okay, but he's not the best of the best. Shouldn't we have the best of the best on the Supreme Court? After all, they're decisions affect lives of millions of people and how the country works. So you're just going to put in somebody who checks the boxes? Come on.
This is something that's actually
outrageous.
It's gone on for a long time. I mean, the politics involved in selecting whether a Supreme Court justice is a Democrat or a Republican, left or right, liberal, that's been going on a long time. I mean, you know, they're talking about packing the court, which is an interesting concept. And then you realize FDR attempted to do that, you know, two generations ago. So politics has always been partisan and dirty. We just know more about it because it's faster and louder than ever before because of our communications. But no, it's, you know, it's like going in the kitchen and seeing how the restaurant operates, or the old, you know, expression.
Making sausage.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what
44 past the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. It's the body's largest organ, but we often take it for granted. For dermatologists, it's also the most important organ.
You literally can't live without your skin. If you didn't have your skin for a few minutes, you wouldn't be here. So the skin is very important.
Dr. Don Davis says you'd probably be surprised just how much skin you have.
It's a large surface area, which is how it gets to be the largest organ. If you stretched out the skin, it would be the size of an NFL football field.
Another interesting fact is that skin is the organ that's continually growing, continually regenerating.
The skin is multiple layers thick, and it grows and sheds in 28 to 30 day cycles. So you get a brand new you, if you will, about once a month.
But that doesn't mean you shouldn't take care of your skin. Washing, moisturizing, and applying sunscreen appropriately will go a long way to keeping your skin happy and healthy. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. As we've gone through the discussion of people and the stories of the week, understanding what the big deal is, the number three item, race relations, what happened this week in Louisville as the Breonna Taylor thing continues to whirl around. The police chief there says in a memo, don't worry to her fellow police officers. Those people are going to be washing our cars when this is all over. Mm. I mean, that kind of stupidity, the shootout, it happens. And yet the people, this again, the right-wing factor here is that all police are good and all, you know, the people who are criticizing are bad. It just doesn't play, Michael. It doesn't
We got to meet in a place of compromise and understanding. Yeah. We got to listen to people. When people say they're hurting, they're hurting. They wouldn't be complaining if somebody wasn't hurting. And are there two sides to every story? Yes, there are.
Yep.
We have to find a rational balance between you know, what's wrong and what's right, and then understand that everything can't be perfect. But to deny the pain that people express is to only invite more pain.
Yep, that's a very wonderful way of putting it. I was like, sort of countdown extra. Did you see the story of the woman who fell out of her car going around the M25 in London?
No.
Fell out of the car trying to do a Snapchat video. And as she was shooting it, she was hanging out of a car. She fell onto the M25, which is the ring road around London, busiest road in England, and didn't get run over. And to see what happened to this woman. And to understand that she survived. Back to, where's the common sense today? We talk about it, whether it's the election, this kind of stuff. Who in their right mind would be halfway out of a car on the M25 and then not be tied to anything and fall out of the car?
Oh, God.
Hanga bunga. All right. 10 before the hour. Thank you, Michael.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. brick and mortar, and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Time for a countdown. It's Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Top 5 technology stories of the week. Let's hear from Victoria, see how they affected you. At number 5, the Almost Darwin Award winner of the week.
This was the dumbest tech story. I will say this, I admit. This was the dumbest tech story of the week, but it was one that made it all around the world. A woman fell out of a car onto a busy highway while trying to film a Snapchat video in London. She was hanging out of a moving vehicle in the passenger side. She fell onto the M25 motorway, which is encircles all of London. It's a very, very busy motorway.
Ring road around London, yep.
She is so lucky that she is alive. She landed in a live lane, and the police said it's only with luck that she wasn't seriously injured or killed. And she was treated at the scene by paramedics for non-life-threatening injuries. No arrests were made, which is where a lot of people on social media chimed in and said that there should be arrests filed against her. I agree with that. One person said, you know, the worst thing is if she had been hit by a car, the driver would have been charged with hitting her. And then the driver would have had to live with potentially killing someone for the rest of their life. It's completely unfair. So, and as we know, we've been hearing these stories for years now. Between October 11th and November of 2017, they've had 259 worldwide deaths from selfies. So, it's just, yeah, people continue to be stupid. They fall off mountains. They fall down cliffs. It's ridiculous.
Gives new meaning to the song, climb every mountain. Number 4, Microsoft taking a shot at Zoom. Good.
Yep. Yeah, they're definitely taking some notes from Zoom and making Microsoft Teams a lot better. They have that new together mode for Microsoft Teams, which was actually created just for the pandemic for people to have virtual meetings at home. The new background scenes include a number of auditoriums, conference rooms, even a coffee shop. And this new mode is getting an update with a new feature that uses machine learning to automatically scale and center people in their virtual seats, no matter how far they're sitting from the webcam, so everybody is lined up evenly. If this sounds familiar, this is what you're seeing when you watch NBA games. They use Microsoft Teams together mode for that virtual crowd feature, where it looks like all of the fans are sitting next to each other, perfectly lined up. And so that's Microsoft Teams is moving forward with all of these layouts. They're also going to allow up to 1,000 meeting participants at one time, and then you can separate out into different rooms. It'd be great for education. Teachers can pop in and out of different rooms into group activities. So it's a lot of advances have been made through Microsoft. It also kind of gives us an indication that I don't know that we're going to be back in regular physical offices anytime soon, because people are pumping more and more money into virtual stuff like that.
Right. Number three this week, Amazon making it easier for you to buy some of the products that they offer.
Yep, Amazon is launching a new environmental program called Climate Pledge Friendly, and it's going to label these certain products that meet one of 19 certifications for sustainability. The goal is to help climate-conscious consumers who don't typically really like Amazon because of Amazon's carbon footprint, but this is a way to actually buy these products. 25,000 products so far have been certified with this new label, and it includes grocery items, household, fashion, beauty, personal electronics, things like that. And so the Climate Pledge Friendly products will be clearly labeled and in the shopping results, and then Amazon has partnered with third-party certifications to let everybody know how sustainable it is to essentially help preserve the natural world.
Number two, Sam's Club having a revitalization of sorts.
Yeah, Sam's Club has a great new thing. They're giving its members a new way to see the doctor virtually. We know telemed and telehealth have been so big during the pandemic that Sam's Club is doing, taking it to the next step. They're using a Seattle-based virtual primary care provider called 98.6. So 98.6 will now be part of Sam's Club. If you are a member at the club or plus membership level, you can sign up for a quarterly subscription, and it will only cost $20 per participant for the first 3 months, and it's actually $10 off the regular fee. With the subscription to 98.6 through Sam's Club, unlimited virtual visits are only $1 each, and then that gives you access to U.S. board-certified doctors 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. So this is really, really great stuff. All kinds, 400 common conditions that you can use these doctors for. So not obviously ER-related stuff, but regular, you know, keeping up with health appointments. So I think
number one, Google Maps on the, I'm not a Google mapper, so you'll have to explain this. I don't even know how Google Maps works.
Yeah, Google Maps is, they're including a new COVID layer. They have different layers that you can add if you want to, you know, check out restaurants on the map, or if you want to check out hotels, national parks, whatever. They're adding a COVID map, which will allow you to see how many confirmed cases are in the area that you're searching. And this is a great feature. They're pooling data from Johns Hopkins, the New York Times, and Wikipedia, and this will allow people to, you know, really check out where they're planning on going and to see how safe it is.
All right, so there they are, the top five tech stories this week, as gleaned by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.